Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified doctor of natural medicine, chiropractic physician, and a functional health coach specializing in root cause examination using spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified functional health care professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for credentialing, certifications, or more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from countless hours of research and clinical experience on how to revolutionize your health and the health of those you love most.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, we are excited. We're in a new studio. We have new technology, all kinds of newness. And today, guys, we have a show topic that is going to wow and surprise you. We are talking about toxicity in relationship to our drinking water. So, guys, the show topic for today is, are you drinking water or are you drinking disease? We live in a world today where it's known that our water is not the cleanest on the planet today. It might be crystal clear. And it might have come out of some sort of water filtration facility, et cetera. But does that mean it is drinkable when we talk about health and healing and vibrance and life? And the challenge I have today, guys, the powers to be, the people that are engaging, the ones who say, yes, the water is safe to drink, like the old Dave Matthews song, don't drink the water, there's blood in the water. There's not blood in our water, but there's stuff that's going to mess up your blood. So the show topic for today, my name is Dr. Aaron Ernst. This is a show where pounds are shed, where disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems is, are you drinking water or are you drinking disease? And I just want to start off with what we see here on this beautiful screen that we got as a backdrop. Check this out, guys. Charlotte drinking water is known to be toxic. And I'm only just going to say this to say it. Right now, there are how many? Count them. Somebody see on the screen? How many? 12 detected contaminants in the Charlotte drinking water. I'm going to step aside. You guys can see this. 12. 12 contaminants in the Charlotte drinking water. Apparently, my head is blocking it. For those of you on our live stream, make sure you visit Facebook.com/AskDrErnst, YouTube.com/AskDrErnst, Twitter, X. You've got to get on the live streams, guys. Today, listening on the radio waves is cool, but it's not enough because I have to show and teach. So, guys, where did this come from? You're looking at, on the screen, a report from the tap water database of the Environmental Working Group. This is live in Charlotte. It claims that Charlotte has roughly 1,093,000 people. The data was available up to 2019. They did some testing recently. They haven't updated their website yet, but just look at this. According to the infographic, and you guys can see it on the screens here. Ready? Charlotte drinking water quality report shows that there are 12 contaminants that exceed the Environmental Working Group's recommendations of what is considered allowable and healthy. You can see up on the screens, 12. There's also 22 contaminants. So what exactly do they find, guys? We're going to start to zoom in on this stuff and hit these individually. Bromoforms, bromochloromethanes, chloroforms. Here's a scary one. This one should freak the living daylights out of you. Where is it? Over there. There it is. Hexavalent chromium. You guys remember the Aaron Brockovich chemical? So hold up. Dr. Ernst, are you saying that the Charlotte City drinking water has Aaron Brockovich chemical in it? According to the Environmental Working Group, take a look, guys. 3.3 times the allowable limit of hexavalent chromium. And what's the big deal with hexavalent chromium? It causes cancer. What's the big deal with chloroforms? Cancer. What's the big deal with bromoforms? cancer. What's the big deal with the bromodichloromethanes? Cancer. Now look at this, guys. This is a tough one that we have got to talk about. The haloacetic acids, what is known as the HAA9s. Right there. 413% insanity. 413 times the allowable limits of HAA9 in your drinking water. So what are we doing today? We're going to discuss what the heck are these chemicals in our water? What do they do to our body? How do we get rid of them? And I'm going to invite you to a early bird launch, spring clean detox masterclass. If you want to get crud out of your body, if you want to get toxins out of your body, if you want to lose 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds, I'm hosting a live event on the 11th of May. It is easy to get access to, just like we do every week, 704-906-2094. And you, my friend, will be available to hop on a live free event where I will teach you truly how to spring clean, detox your body, get ready for the summer, lose the weight, brighten your skin, all the stuff you guys want to have for the summertime. And, you know, it came two ways. Last week, we asked, what do you guys want us to talk about? And we had so many plethoras of people. How to detox, how to clean my body out. I want to do a summer detox. I want to get toxins out. So I thought, you know what? What if we do a combo show today? The thing you think is good for you that's poisoning you, water, and how to fix it, okay? What's the deal with water? Well, today, we clean our water. And for good reason, we need to get all the crud out of our water, but we use chemicals to do it. So the byproducts are what we're looking at. So as I zoom in on this image, you're going to see the contaminants again listed on the screen behind you. I will post these on the feed when it finishes. But the big boys, guys, number one, 413 times the Environmental Working Group's allowable limit for the haloacetic acids, or what's known as HAA9. If you didn't know about these, they cause cancer. They cause a whole host of things. We got to talk about that. So that was 413. The next, I'm going to do the top three highest, maybe the top four. Trihalomethanes, TTHMs. It's in your drinking water, which means it's in your bathing water, which means it's in your body. 338 times the allowable limit in the Charlotte drinking water. Then the next biggest one was the bromodichloromethanes. That's basically just the byproducts of using bromine and chlorine halides to treat the water. They're dropping a tremendous amount of bromine and chlorine into the water to clean it. And then the nasty one that nobody wants to talk about, the big boy, right? Hexavalent chromium, 3.3 times the allowable limit, according to the Environmental Working Group. And you all know that as the Aaron Brockovich chemical, which of course created a massive stir years ago. Other contaminants that were found, chlorite, chromium, fluorine, manganese. I wouldn't call that a contaminant. It's an earth mineral. Strontium, again, an earth mineral. But look at this. PFPEAs and the PFOSs, the perfluorooctane sulfonates, very dangerous stuff. Monobromic acid, thallium, a very heavy, dangerous toxic metal. Vanadium, which is an earth mineral. So do we want strontium and manganese and vanadium? Yes. Do we want thallium and fluorine? No. Do we want PFOSs? No. PFPEAs? No. You might be like, are you speaking another language? You're like, what the heck are you talking about, Dr. Ernst? I am talking about how our drinking water here in the great city of Charlotte, though crystal clear, is not necessarily as clean as you would like it. And I have resources available to you that will show you how to clean this stuff out. We partner with a group called Greenfield Water. I'm going to talk about this. Don't have a heart attack and a panic. Just know that what we need to do is we've got to get this crud out of our water, because when it's in our body, it causes damage and disease and decay. So are you drinking water or are you drinking damage and disease and decay? That's what we're going to discuss. So here's the deal, guys. I think you have an idea of like how important water is. I mean, most people know we need to drink a ton of water, but here's the amazing thing about water. It is indispensable for your life. You physically cannot live without water. It's been estimated that a human being can survive about 5 days max without drinking any water and not even eating foods that have water in it. So like you can go 40 days without food. You can go 4 to 5 days without water. So obviously it's most important. You can go about 7 to 10 minutes without oxygen. Some people 5, But you can only go a few seconds without your brain talking to your body. So in the hierarchy, how high is water? It's the third of your essential health, components. You need air more than you need water, but you need water more than you need food. And see, a lot of you are like, oh, I want to get healthy, so I'm going to change my diet. Nah, man, clean out your water. Way more powerful than changing your diet because it's a hierarchy. How about this? Just become more oxygenated. That's better than drinking better water. How about this? Get good nerve supply flowing through your spine. That's more important than air. So just again, for the sake of learning, right? Hopefully you guys already knew that. But water is indispensable. You can't live without it. In context to your health, listen to this. Water is essential for flushing out toxins, supporting organic function, lubricating your joints, promoting healthy skin. Without adequate water intake, you would struggle. Hey, thanks for texting for the event. You would struggle. If you want to know how to text 704-906-2094, we just need your name and email and detox. And we're hosting an event on 5/11, it's May 11th. I know it's like weeks away, but it's your opportunity to join us. And you'll get an ebook that we've written about how to detox your body. Free. Like, guys, come on. Free detox guide, free masterclass, free event, free information. You just have to take the time to pick up your phone and take a couple seconds and text your name and your email and the word detox to 704-906-2094. Did you know that without adequate intake of water, your body would struggle to perform basic daily tasks? So dehydration leads to first fatigue, I'm tired, and then a bunch of health issues all the way down to even things like heart disease and diabetes. Given how fundamental water is, I'd like to propose that the quality of the water we consume is equally, if not more important than the quantity. That's just me. So we need to watch out for the fact that this stuff is in our water. So I'm going to highlight the big boys now, all right? So we've got plenty of time and just, okay, if you're going like, how on earth am I going to remember all of this? You can download the podcast and watch it again. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/AskDrErnst. You can like us on Facebook and social media. We have everything here for you. You can see 413 times the allowable limit of the haloacetic acids. And we got to talk about this. What the heck is a haloacetic acid? Okay, ready? It's a group of disinfection byproducts that form when chlorine and other disinfectants like bromine and things react with waste in water. So you do know, hopefully, that when you flush the toilet, all that goes into the sewer system, which then ends up in a water treatment facility, and they try to skim off all the crap and the stuff you flush. Don't think we don't know that you're not flushing things, right? And then they have to clean the water, filter the water, but then they have to nuke it with chemicals to get all the bacteria and the viruses and toxins out. So what is a haloacetic acid? It's the byproduct of using chlorine and bromine to clean water. When the chlorine reacts with waste or viruses or bacteria, you end up with something called an HAA9. That. You get that stuff in the water. It cannot be filtered out with the systems that the Charlotte Water Company has because the tap water has it in it. Okay? What are the risks associated with you being exposed to trace amounts? Now, look how much is in our water, guys. This is Charlotte. I ran this live time, EWG.org, tap water database, and boom, okay, wait, database for water, right? Tap water database, boom, 413 times in the Charlotte proper water. Cancer, okay, the HAA9s, like hexavalent chromium, which we're going to talk about in a moment, and certain haloacetic acids like dichloroacetic acid, which is DCAA, and trichloroacetic acid, TCAA. They're just acids that come from chlorine reacting to crap, has been shown to increase the likelihood of bladder, colon, and rectal cancer. So there you go, guys. Are you drinking water or are you drinking cancer? Okay, I hate to say it, but the Charlotte water cancer. And don't panic. I'm going to show you how to get this stuff out of the water. We have systems and tools to do this. Number two, HAA9s destroy reproductive tissues. Studies show that if you're exposed to HAA9, it can have detrimental effects on reproductive health. Pregnant women exposed to high levels of HAA9 face increased risks of adverse outcomes of pregnancy, including premature birth, low birth weight, and even infant mortality. So we got this huge problem. Did you know that that same compound, the HAA9, can induce liver and kidney damage? Some haloacetic acids, specifically the trichloroacetics, the TCAAs, can and do accumulate inside your liver, and they can cause kidney damage over time. So it's like every glass of water that you drink in the local restaurants and at your house and that you bathe in is destroying your liver and your kidneys. And I'm going to be transparent. As a physician, we're seeing a tremendous amount, holistic physician. Am I a medical doctor? No. I'm a DNM, DC, DHS, LMP. I am a physician of health, not disease. Your liver and your kidneys accumulate these toxins. And the problem with this stuff is we're seeing a plethora of people lately in early stage renal failure, stage one or stage two, where their GFR is high enough for their medical doctor to be happy. But in a functional world, we would go, oh my God, your kidneys are showing signs of damage. Could it be just because you're drinking a lot of HAA9s? Yes. Nervous system. Listen to this. Chronic exposure to haloacetic acids affects the nervous system, which can cause things like headaches, dizziness, cognitive impairment. You know how many people come to us and like, man, all of a sudden I'm getting like dizzy, vertigo, can't seem to stand straight, walk straight, talk straight, think straight. I don't know about you, but that looks like a lot, 413 times the allowable limit. Respiration irritation. It is known that HAA9s irritate the respiratory tract and can induce things like allergies and asthma. Watch this. Skin, direct contact with water with elevated levels of HAA9. Now, how would you come into direct contact with this water? You would bathe, taking a shower if you have unfiltered water in your house. The skin becomes irritated, itchy, dry. In some cases, it can even lead to damage to the skin itself. And thirdly, or fifthly, ninthly, whatever you want to call this, HAA9s are known to destroy the human immune system, including modulating immune responses to lead to things like more likelihood to get infected with viruses and bacteria, more likely to have chronic urinary tract infections, and more likely to have problems. So 413 times, like guys, I don't know about you, but that is a tremendous amount of this one chemical, HAA9. So I'm going to show you in a moment how to get rid of it. Like, how the heck do we get rid of it? I'm also going to show you how this guy right here, 388 times, called trihalomethane or TTHM, is equally as dangerous. And it's not like it just went from 400 to like 50 times. It was 400 to now 300. And trihalomethanes are a byproduct, again, of when you use bromine and chlorine to disinfect water when it comes in contact with organic matter, like your waste. Urine is organic. Stool is organic. Food is organic. If it's a product that comes out of an animal, it's organic. And since we flush this stuff and it gets into our water system, heaven forbid, Charlotte Mecklenburg Water Company is going to try to get rid of the byproducts of their cleaning? Probably not. So the trihalomethanes, you got to hear this. Cancer, just like the HAA9s. Chromoforms and bromoforms are classified as human carcinogens. Long-term exposure can lead to cancers of the bladder, the colorectal, and kidney. Respiratory issues. If you were to physically inhale the vapors of these, it can cause irritations to asthma, bronchitis. We don't typically inhale them, but if you do own a swimming pool or a hot tub or something where you're chlorinating water and you've over-chlorinated or over-shocked it, you go outside and you're like, whew, man, it smells like chlorine. Whoops, you're inhaling those trihalomethanes. Reproductive issues. Some studies suggest that TTHMs, these things, during pregnancy, being exposed can cause, again, premature term births, low birth weights, miscarriages, and other issues. It can even affect the baby itself. Liver and kidney damage. TTHMs, these guys, can cause all kinds of problems, including liver accumulation, kidney accumulation, leading to failure and impairment. Why would a chemical like that end up in your liver or your kidney? Because your job, the job of those two organs, your body, is to say, wait a second, that thing is toxic, get rid of it. A trihalomethane is considered poison to the human body. So the kidney will say, flush this thing. But if you're flushing toxins, the kidneys can become damaged over time. The liver is literally going, wait a minute, this should not be in the human body. It tags it using phase one, phase two detoxification for urinary excretion. So the liver itself is getting damaged by the toxin flowing through it. So if you're looking for a way out of how do I clean my water, how do I clean my house, how do I clean my body, text your name and your email and the word detox to 704-906-2094. Guys, I'm giving away a brand new ebook on how to flush your body from head to toe. And we're hosting an event on May 11th, which will give you everything you need. Literally, I'm going to teach you how to identify what toxins are in your house and your body, how to get them out of your body, and how to know that you have raw health inside of your body. All you have to do is text your name and your email and the word detox to 704-906-2094. So the TTHMs, right? These are a big deal because they're the second highest chemical toxin found in our drinking water. Nervous system effects. Listen to this. Chronic exposure to TTHMs through direct consumption or exposure, drinking the water or bathing in the water, has been shown to cause headaches, dizziness, and cognitive impairment. These compounds, specifically the TTHMs, can cross the blood-brain barrier, which is a big deal because if chemicals get into your brain and you get brain-induced neurological functional deficits, it leads to all kinds of issues with how you think, how you feel, how you remember. So we would classify this as a cognitive dysfunction chemical. Skin irritation, direct exposures can cause itching, redness, dryness, and in some cases can even lead to skin tissue irritation and or damage. And what about the immune system? Just like the HAA9s, direct effects on the immune system have been studied, and it shows that it can actually decrease immune function, making you more susceptible to bacterial and viral infections. Guys, I've only done two of the 12. Obviously, we're not going to have time to do all of them, but I want to just now go into the nasty one. It's not super high compared to the rest, but obviously hexavalent chromium is a big deal. And if you look at this, am I going the right way? I'm not. Hexavalent chromium came back at 3.3 times the allowable limit of what we like here in the Charlotte area, because this is the big one, right? As far as its detrimental effects on the human body. Hexavalent chromium is known to be a human carcinogen, causes cancer. Prolonged exposures have been shown, specifically through drinking water, to be increased risks of sinus, nasal, and lung cancers. Think back to the Aaron Brockovich, you know, saga, if you will. Respiratory, it can damage the lungs, leading to shortness of breath, wheezing issues, skin irritations, right? Direct contact with hexavalent chromium, itching, redness, dermatitis, psoriasis, allergic skin reactions. Now, I don't know about you, but like if you're bathing in water that you think is clean, but it actually has this stuff inside of it, and you're wondering why you're not doing so well, perhaps it's because you're drinking disease instead of drinking clean water. Digestive system, listen to this. Hexavalent chromium specifically, sorry, it's now on that side. Hexavalent chromium specifically has been shown to contaminate food. And when you eat food that has hexavalent chromium on it, it can cause abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Chronic exposure can lead to leaky gut and increased intestinal permeability. So it's a big deal. Liver and kidney damage. Prolonged exposures to hexavalent chromiums can damage the liver and kidneys, just like the THAAs and the HAA9s. In immune suppression, studies show that hexavalent chromium can physically shut off your immune system. So what we need to do is say, okay, how do we get rid of this stuff? How do we get it out of our bodies? How do we get it out of the water in the first place? So when I come back from this commercial break, I'm going to introduce to you Greenfield Water. They have a commercial you guys are going to see in a moment. I work directly with them. I don't get paid for this whatsoever, but it's just they're the only company that I know that makes water systems that can remove hexavalent chromium and also remove things like trihaloacetic acids and the THMs. So I'm just kind of showing you guys on the screen a couple things. We'll talk more about it in a moment when we come back. But take the opportunity now to do one thing. Pick up your phone. Open your text or your, you know, messaging app. Type in this number, 704-906-2094. Guys, it's super easy. 704-906-2094. With the word detox, your name and email, hit send, and guess what? You get a free ebook on detoxing your body. You get access to all this information I'm showing to you. I'll share all the slides with you. I'll share all the stuff about Greenfield water. And I'm even going to show you a device that you can order online that you can sub-filter water no matter where you are. It screws onto a hydro flask or a Nalgene bottle or most bottles. And when you're on the go at a restaurant and they bring water, dump it into this special filter. It removes all of the contaminants. It's super easy, convenient, and it's basically almost the cheapest thing I've found to date. We're going to share that, and we're going to give away again tickets to the Detox Your Body spring cleaning event I'm hosting on Saturday, May 11th, but you have to text to get it. 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. A couple commercials with some great info, and we'll come back to show you how to clean out your body. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Hey, guys, it's a beautiful Saturday today. This is the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today we are discussing, are you drinking water? Or are you drinking disease? Are you drinking destructive chemicals that are poisoning you, causing things like cancer and heart disease and diabetes and all this kind of stuff? Are you physically drinking contaminants? And according to the Environmental Working Group of a Charlotte Tap Water Database Assessment, yes, you are. There are 12 known chemical contaminants in Charlotte drinking water. And guys, these aren't just light ones. We talked at the top of the hour how the haloacetic acids are 413 times higher than they should be. We talked about how the trihalomethanes, 338 times higher. Haloacetic acids, 142. Hexavalent chromium, 3.3 times. And you might be like, wow, that doesn't sound too bad, Dr. Ernst. Even 1x hexavalent chromium is severely dangerous. The bromochlorodimethanes, 230 times higher. Guys, all the research is out. I'll publish this for you. You can see it. We also have other contaminants. But what I really want to talk about this segment is how do you get this stuff out of your body? How do you filter your water and actually do it the right way? And what would be some resources available for you? And I do want to talk just briefly about the kinds of water filters, because so many people say stuff like, oh, Dr. Ernst, you don't understand. I have a water filter on my refrigerator, so I'm good. No, that just removes chlorine. To remove chemicals, hexavalent chromiums or heavy metals or fluorobromanes or HAA9s, you're going to need the big boys, like the actual systems that are designed to remove 99.999% of chemical contaminants. And if you stuck around while we were on a commercial break, you watched a little clip from Greenfield Water where they describe how the water systems on your house are the most important, because you can't just say, I filter my drinking water. So a lot of people will say stuff like, you know, Dr. Ernst, I'm pretty good. I have a Berkey. Berkey is good. It removes 99.999%. And it's true. It does, but it's only removing drinking water. So you're still showering in it. So while you might not be swallowing it, you're still bathing in this stuff. Well, Dr. Ernst, what am I supposed to do? Like actually buy a shower filter? Yes. Do you see how Greenfield Water, for anywhere between $60 to $400, sells a filter, for their water on the shower head that removes 99.999% of crap, like the HAA9s and the THMs and all the stuff, the hexavalent chromiums. So I just want to talk very briefly about the different styles of water filters. And then I have this really fun thing. It's by Epic Water. It is a to-go travel water filter that the cartridge removes 99.9999% of everything you could ever want. According to the company, comes in a small box. It's about $40, so don't panic and think, oh my gosh, like, what is it, like $200? No, it removes lead and a whole bunch of things. Fluoride, chromium, 6, the hexavalents, heavy metals, industrial pollutants, giardia, trace pharmaceuticals, fluorine, chlorine, and the cool part is it screws onto a hydro flask, a hydrocell, or a Nalgene bottle. So, you know, here's my daughter's Nalgene, right? We use this one because it's BPA-free, so it's like a specific one. This one was actually through our church. You can see the Elevation logo. So note, Nalgene, right? So how does this work? Guys, it's this simple. You literally unscrew the bottle. You would fill this with your water. So let's say you're at a restaurant and you're like, God, Dr. Ernst, how am I supposed to filter the water at the restaurant? Like, I can't control them. True, but you can filter their water simply by dropping that in the water, screwing this on the lid, and as you suck the water through the filter, it removes 99.999% of everything in the water. So you pour the dirty water in the Nalgene, you drop that filter system in, and you physically suck the water through the filter up into your body. And what does this thing do? According to their websites, it removes 99.999% of all these contaminants we're talking about, including hexavalent chromium. So some of you are probably going to start texting over saying, Dr. Ernst, where do we get this stuff from? So like on the websites, you'll start to see it's epicwaterfilters.com. You'll find what they call the answer. Now think about it. They're kind of like, what should we call this thing? Probably some board meeting they had. The guy was like, what if we call it the answer? Because this is how you can filter water on the go when you're at someone else's house, when you're at school. Oh my God, like your children, right? Whew. Heaven forbid you were to filter the kids' water that your kids drink, the water that your kids drink. I mean, like, how easy is this? Hey, guys, take this to school with you. We'll cut this lid off if you don't want it. We'll keep this lid on here, and you fill up your water, and then you're good to go. So it's the answer, right? How do I filter the water when I'm at an event? Let's say I'm at a restaurant with somebody, or I'm at an outside event, and all they have is the disgusting water. They just put the water in the bottle and suck it through the special filter straw. Epicwaterfilters.com, the answer 2.0. You can see it, compatible with a Hydro Flask, compatible with Nalgene, compatible with a bunch of things. You can buy it directly online. It costs $40. You could probably get it on Amazon for the same price or around that. Hydro Flask, it fits. Nalgene, it fits. Camelback Shoot Mag, it fits. Thermoflask, Simple Modern, Iron Flask, Hydrocell, Yeti, and Takeya, I don't even know what that is. So anyway, it fits all of those things. If you can see this, it is kind of grainy, but there you go. So do I endorse this company? Sure, I like it. I like their products. Am I getting paid to tell you about them? Not a single dime. This is just me sharing what do we currently use when our kids take their water bottles to school to keep them from getting poisoned by the water that's in the school system. Same thing for you at your office. Well, you know, the Keurig machine comes from... No, listen, the filters that you guys have on your water systems in your businesses or your house are so cheap and weak, they won't physically do it. What are some ways you can filter your water? First, you need to download the ebook that I've developed. It shows the filtering systems. It shows the types. It shows everything. Think of it as like the cliff notes to our show today. Simply text the word detox with your name and email to 704-906-2094. I'll shoot you the ebook. It describes the different filtering systems. It shows you examples of what we like and what we don't like, and it'll help you to find the resources. And if you're a faithful Ask Dr. Ernst listener at Greenfield Water, you get a massive discount when you type in the code Ask Dr. Ernst. Like, how cool is this? If you want that shower filter that's like $60, buy it online, type in Ask Dr. Ernst, and you get a discount on it. Okay, so what are the different types of filter systems? And I briefly want to go through these, and then I'm going to show you what I personally use in my house to get rid of 99.999% of this stuff. Okay, there are what are called activated charcoal or carbon filters. This would be something like, you know, the Britas and the Berkeys and the things that have that charcoal black filter system. Okay, activated charcoals are great because it gets rid of chlorine, VOCs, and some heavy metals. The nice thing about it is it can effectively remove a lot of contaminants, and it makes the water taste really fresh and clean because charcoal is like a natural cleanser. It absorbs odor and smell, and it's really, really good. It is relatively affordable, so the filters are cheap, right? Like this guy, $40, this is a combination of activated charcoal and some other things. Okay, so they're simple. You don't have to plug them in. They don't require electricity, and they're just on the go. These are your standard filters you find in your refrigerators or like the Pure systems, the Brita systems, you know, the Berkey systems, etc. The problem with the activated charcoal filters is they really don't do really good at fluoride, nitrates, or bacteria. So a lot of times the fluoride will just pass right through a charcoal filter. And a lot of you say stuff like, no. Mine says, I mean, maybe yours will, but a lot of just standard charcoal filters don't really do fluorine very well. You have to replace the filters quite often because they get clogged. So the efficiency is diminished if you try to save money and run your filters longer. And they don't always remove every contaminant. So like they have a struggle with the heavier heavy metals and the dissolved minerals that can cause problems. So I like activated charcoal, but you really need like a combination system. Now, some of you are saying already, like I can see it. I haven't read the feeds yet, but I know you're like, Dr. Irons, I have the best system ever. I have that under the counter reverse osmosis. Like it removes everything. Let's start talking for a second. Reverse osmosis is really good. It can remove fluorine, lead, arsenic, pesticides, and bacteria. But did you know that the initial expense of putting the system in is an inhibitor for a lot of people? And not only does it remove a lot of stuff, but it also takes most of the minerals out. And so you end up with demineralized reverse osmosis water. So I like RO water, but you have to remineralize it afterwards. And it's really great, but it's also just your under-the-counter drinking water or cooking water. You're not doing the RO system for your entire house, are you? Most people don't. So it's great. I love RO systems, and I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback and kickback. You're saying RO is bad. No, I'm saying RO doesn't get rid of all of the contaminants from all of the water you're exposed to. You must filter the water that you bathe in. Because you saw earlier, physical skin contact with these things causes just as much damage as drinking it directly. Now, if you really want to go to town and clean your water out, you would need to start to distill it. And you can buy your own distillery, not for alcohol, but for distilling water. And it's basic concept, right? You boil the water, which creates steam. The steam is then caught, condensed back into water in another container. So like if this was the contaminated water and I'm boiling it, I have an evaporator coil and I catch it. And then the water comes back into another container. And that container has only the evaporated recondensed water. And so you leave behind a lot of the waste and the chemicals. Distillation is known to get rid of heavy metals, chemicals, bacteria, and is a way to make really clean water. It can be then passed through a carbon filter, which would make it even more enhanced. And it's really good for removing the volatile compounds and the inorganic contaminants. Of course, the problem is it requires an extensive amount of time to make a gallon of water, and you have to electrically or with gas heat the water to get it to boil. And it's a very slow method of making it. Plus, it can remove certain minerals, and drinking like distilled water 100% all the time is never recommended because your body wants there to be stabilizers and minerals and electrolytes in water. We are not made of distilled water. So if you put distilled water in you, your body have to spend a ton of time reconfiguring that water to be human water, which by the way is structured and salty and electrolytically loaded. So could you distill water, run it through an RO filter, and then run it through a charcoal? Yeah, and that would be really clean. But again, that's a lot of work. Now, some people will try to clean their water with a UV light, which is phenomenal. It just mostly kills bacteria and viruses. So it's really good at getting rid of living things in water. But again, it is not going to remove heavy metals. It is not going to remove contaminants. Now, we have another type of a filter that's becoming quite popular today, which is the ion exchange, or you plug it into a wall and it electrolytically filters the water. This is going to be the things where people say it's Kangen water or it's ionized water. Look, it's all great. All this stuff is really cool. But you have to remember that ion exchange systems will use like metallic plates, sometimes made out of titanium or made out of other metals. And it can change the oxygenation reduction potential, which is great. It can remove kinds of contaminants, which is awesome, but it's very poor. Listen to this. I'm going to tell you because a lot of people ask. It's very poor at removing even things like chlorine, which is kind of odd because you would think like, yes, it can alkalinize and yes, it can change the pH and yes, it can increase the ORP, the oxidation reduction potential, which is fantastic, but it didn't actually filter the water. So you have to filter it first and then run it through the machines. The other problem with these things is they're not cheap. You know, you will drop easily $2,000-$4,000 on an ionizer, a Kangen system, and it's great. I have nothing wrong with them, but you really need to merge them all together. And that's why, if you look at this, guys, what I love so much about Greenfield Water is they can build for you custom systems based upon your house. So if you need some sort of fluorine filtration, heavy metal decontamination, hexavalent chromium removing, what they're going to do first is they're going to recommend that you run a test. And hopefully this makes sense. It's like our philosophy, right? We don't take care of patients just by saying, here's what you need to do. We say, let's see what's going on first. Let's find the problem. So if you're on a city water, they have a city water test. And if you're on a well water, they have a well water test. And the cool thing is the results of this test will come back and show them, Greenfield Water, how much crud is in your water. And then they use that to start saying, all right, let's begin to build a system that would fit your needs. Do you need the quantum hydrostructured energizing system? Or do you need the Campbell ultrafiltration 3-stage? Or do you need the 2-stage or the ultrafiltration systems? Or do you need, you know, et cetera? So just to give you a little, you know, information, that big black tower right there, you guys see this? Where is this? Yeah, it's over there. That big black tower is used to remove fluorine. That's how toxic the fluorine is. That whole thing is about the size of a torpedo that fits in a submarine. It's about 5 feet tall, a good 2 feet across and around as a circumference. I have one of those in my house simply because fluorine is extremely toxic. Then I have one of these, which is the quantum hydro system. This Campbell right here, you guys see this? This is personally what's in my house. It's the Campbell ultrafiltration stage whole house filter with a turbo descaler and a vortex. Now, is it $3,498? Yes, but guess what? That's really cheap compared to most systems you find online, like the Aquasanas and all the Aquapures. So you do have to invest. And is it worth investing in your health? I think the answer is yes. Look, you could put $3,000 in Bitcoins and lose it within the next couple months. Maybe you double it and you think, yeah, I'm doing great, but you die richer. That doesn't make sense. Or you could spend the $3,500. That's just for me now. My water test came back saying it was an absolute mess and I needed systems to clean it out. Or you could do that and then guess what? You live 10 years longer. What an investment. You don't end up with cancer or have chronic daily headaches, or have skin rashes, eczema, psoriasis. You guys understand what I'm talking about here? Asthma, allergies, all the issues people deal with. Poof, it disappears. Why? Because when you clean out your water, it is a core essential nutrient for life. A, most of you aren't drinking enough water in the first place. B, the water you drink is full of toxins. C, you're not even absorbing it because you haven't molecularly created the water to be structured or electrolytically charged. Heaven forbid you're actually putting electrolytes in your water. And then when you drink it, you can't even absorb it. So many of you are struggling with your health simply because you're focusing on the wrong area. That's a good phrase. You're focusing on the wrong priority. Again, back to the basic hierarchy of the human body. We need nerve supply more than anything else. You can't live a nanosecond without your nervous system working. So that should be your number one top priority. This is why as a clinic, as a system, we focus so heavily on the strength of your nervous system and enhancing nerve system function. Remove subluxation, get your spine back in alignment, let your body heal. Number two, then it's the air you breathe. I know, right? Crazy. We don't go to your diet. We don't go to your exercises. We go to your air next. Are you oxygenating properly? You know how many people are walking around with a SpO2, that's your pulse ox, in the low 90s and don't even know it? That sucker should be 98, 99, or as close to 100% as possible. With the technology today, I mean, look how easy this is. My watch here, all I have to do is just click this and say, go run an SpO2. Let's see what it is while we wait. Okay, I forgot which button it was. There it is. Okay, we're going to run oxygen, and we're going to see exactly where my SpO2 is. And so look, you guys can do this. Like, it's really not that complicated. But some of you struggle to do these kind of things. 98%. That's what you want. Okay. Now, when we start to enhance the oxygen we breathe, now it's the water. You can go nanoseconds without nerve supply. You can go minutes without oxygen. You can go days without water. Days, but not very many. So that's why we focus on water so much. Cleaning the water out so your body is bathed and hydrated. Because guess what? If you want to talk about five steps to cleaning all this crud out of your body, it's real simple. Step number one, stop poisoning yourself with what you're being exposed to. You have to remove the source of the contamination and the exposure. In this instance, it's the water you drink and bathe in. So we've got to get a system to remove it. How do you know what to remove, Dr. Ernst? Great question. Go to greenfieldwater.com, order one of their water tests. If you're a city, order city. If you're well, order well. When the results come back, call them, ask for Zach or Gary, and guess what they do? They're going to teach you what system you need. You should also consider downloading our ebook that shows you all the stuff to think about. We have a five-step detox system that will help you flush the toxins from your body. Guess what you have to do to get that? Physically lift up your hands and your phone and your fingers and just type 704-906-2094 into your phone with your name and email and hit send. That's it. We'll take care of the rest for you. We'll send you the ebook for free and you'll get invited to our masterclass, which is on the second Saturday of May, Spring Clean Your Body, detoxing you for the summer that is about to happen. Okay, so we have to stop getting it on us. We have to get it out of our water. Then we have to get it out of our body. And I'm going to give you five steps to do that in the last 5 minutes that we have. Ready? Number one, start drinking clean water. Hopefully it makes sense. You got to clean the water out because the water is the problem, and then you need to drink the clean water. Drinking 8 to 10 glasses a day of highly filtered, structured water supports your natural detox. Carry around a Nalgene or a Hydro Flask and stick that Epic Water Filter Answer product right here. Remember this thing? Answer. Stick this thing in the water and drink that water throughout the day. So that if you're about and out and you're like, how am I going to get the chromium out and the lead and the arsenic and all that stuff? This thing will do it for you. It's $40, guys. Super cheap. Number two, start focusing on detoxification foods. I think you know this, but real food cleans your body out. That will be things like vegetables, specifically leafy greens, cruciferous, broccoli and cauliflower, citrus fruits like grapefruit. Now, I'm going to say citrus again, just so I can hone in on this. Grapefruit, limes, and lemons, period. Not mangoes, not pineapple, citrus fruits. Grapefruit, lemons, and limes. What about oranges, Dr. Ernst? Those are citrus. Yeah, but they've been modified. They're all sweet now. You want the bitter ones, right? Grapefruit, ugh, bitter. You want the bitters. Bitters gets the crud out. You need to start intermittent fasting. Listen, the research shows that if you do a classic restriction diet, an 8 to 10 hour window, such as eating from only 12 to 8, I talk about this every show I ever do. Guess what it does? It helps your body to break down its digestive process, which by skipping meals will help you to start purging the wastes that are found in your gut. You can also start drinking teas that are herbal. So, you know, like dandelion, milk thistle, etc. And we can use these herbs to help you detox. Some of the best herbs for detoxification. Ready for this? Milk thistle. It's one of the greatest ever because it helps to physically clean out your liver. Excuse me. And dandelion root. So dandelion root teas, milk thistle teas. Milk thistle cleans out the liver. Dandelion cleans out the kidney. Because the liver and the kidneys hold most of these toxins, you just need to flush your liver and your kidney. Super easy to do. Can you get these in tinctures? Like herbal extracts and put them in your water. Of course you can. What about if we start to sweat this stuff out? Infrared saunas, heat saunas, working out, doing anything you can to elevate your body temperature can help. And the last one, right? Look at this. We got over a minute to do this one. Be mindful over what you eat. Every bite of food you put in your body can either be for you or against you. And if it's toxic because it's not organic and it's not non-GMO, et cetera, you're just adding to the bucket list of crud. Watch out for the products you use on your hair and on your skin. Again, try to think of it as like, if it didn't exist when Jesus was here, don't use it. I don't know if you guys know this or not. I was walking through the grocery store the other day and I saw this quote on Facebook that said 90% of what you see in a grocery store today didn't exist 90 years ago. So a grocery store 90 years ago would have had meat and vegetables and fruits, and that's about it. Like, they didn't have convenience food and boxed cereals and ready-to-go sushis. Like, it just didn't exist. So go back to a more ancestral diet. Eat clean foods. Drink clean water, and your body will thank you for it immensely. Hey, we're running out of time, so pick up the phone and call 704-906-2094 or text your name and your email with the word detox right now. 704-906-2094. One last time, 704-906-2094. Next week, I have a great one for you. What is metabolic therapy and how can it help you to heal by yourself? Until then, be blessed. Bye-bye.